Orientation and Mobility Department, OMD. The OMD supports persons with visual impairment in developing the skills needed to move safely, confidently, and independently within their environments. During the year, the department trained 165 clients over 960 hours in basic cane skills, route navigation, and activities of daily living, ADLS, such as cooking and money sorting. The department also delivered 18 in-depth experiential talks and workshops to organizations and schools, raising awareness of visual impairment and promoting inclusive practices. The orientation and mobility training under the Singapore Association of the Visually Handicapped, SAVH, has been very helpful for me. I was already quite familiar with Google Maps, but I didn't know how to identify the exact bus stop at which to alight at. The ONM training helped solve this problem by teaching me how to use the map effectively for that purpose. I was also able to identify key landmarks, making it easier to navigate my routes. A. Aged 35. We thank the ONM specialist of SAVH for working closely with the teachers at Lighthouse School to help our son orient himself around the school compound, as well as for advising the teachers on safe mobility techniques. His orientation and mobility has improved significantly in just 4 months. Mother of client who is aged 7. The department continued to work with schools, the Building and Construction Authority, BCA, the Land Transport Authority, LTA, and private agencies to promote accessibility features in the built environment, including providing input on wayfinding, tactile guidance, and barrier-free design to support safer navigation for persons with visual impairment. 2025 Vision Rehabilitation Conference. A key highlight for the department was the successful conceptualization and delivery of Singapore's first Vision Rehabilitation Conference. The event brought together professionals from 30 organizations across 4 countries, fostering cross-border collaboration and knowledge exchange. As a first-of-its-kind platform locally, discussions focused on addressing gaps and challenges in services for persons with visual impairment in Singapore. The conference also created opportunities for clients to engage directly with key stakeholders, including healthcare professionals and employers, allowing their perspectives to inform service delivery. In addition, the initiative raised $500,000 to support rehabilitation services for persons with visual impairment. Self-defense class with Evolve MMA. OMD conducted a women-only self-defense talk for 12 visually impaired participants, supported by 12 volunteers, in collaboration with 3 Evolve MMA instructors. The session covered personal safety, including identifying risk factors, recognizing sensory cues, and applying preventive strategies such as confident navigation, boundary setting, and seeking support. Participants were introduced to de-escalation techniques and practiced basic self-defense skills focused on disengagement and safe exits across common scenarios. The session concluded with guidance on post-incident actions. Feedback indicated a 43% increase in participants' self-reported confidence, with strong interest in follow-up training. Partnerships with institutions. From 2024 to 2026, the OMD partnered with the Singapore University of Technology and Design, SUTD, on STEAM Unity, a community program co-organized with the Science Center Singapore, SCS, that engages students in addressing real-world needs through STEAM, design, and AI. In February 2026, SAVH was awarded the Distinguished Community Partner Award in recognition of its sustained contributions and impact across multiple program runs. OMD also collaborated with Singapore Management University, SMU, on the Engage Me project, led by Principal Lecturer of Statistics Rosie Ching. The project examined the lived realities of persons with visual impairment and generated key insights into barriers to employment within the disability community. Its findings gained significant regional attention, with coverage in 266 news articles across the Asia-Pacific region.